It's 10:33, 27 minutes shy of 11 o'clock, and I've been excited about, I swear, but every time they come to town, every time they're around, I'm excited. Ariz Barnea, Tyler Wood, Tib Van Dyke, and Conrado, starts with a G. We'll figure that out while he's here. The band is Utero, and if I were to just play their warm-up, their last half hour of warming up, which I've recorded and I might do at some point, yeah, that's enough. But a live session now, brand new music coming out. This song is called Dandelion. Do me a favor, please welcome the band Utero.
Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. When I saw you hanging at the beach, so close my head, so out of reach, I tried to grab you by the hand, and I told you come and check my pen. Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. Even after all these years, your beauty brings me down to tears. Let me know that I'm awake, cause if I'm dreaming, then for God's sake. Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. Dandelion, you're so fine. Girl, I really wanna make you mine. Let's go!
Sometimes I go back to that first time I saw you, to these moments that make us feel alive. Do you remember, babe? Well, I do. Tyler, take it away! The song is available on all streaming platforms, by the way. This next one
is not.
It's not. It's gonna be soon, but hopefully by the end of this year. We're Utero, by the way. 2, 3, 4!
Stay in school, you're a freaky fool. If you make it, then you're done. Socialize, go and dry your eyes. And it's time to dry your heart. Just come along and join the band. And we'll rip this down apart. So put me on the stage now, and we'll rock it inside out. You know that's what we're all about. We say that it's not healthy, but that's the way I live my life. A mix of whiskey, weed, and Sprite. Go! You criticize everything you see. You trust the government. Listen to your favorite songs and give empowerment. Even if you're stuck at home and the world starts closing down, just come along and join the band, cause we're messing up this town. So put me on a stage, man, and we'll rock it inside out. You know that's what we're all about. They say that it's not healthy, but that's the way I live my life. I'm bits of whiskey to try. You know that's what we're all about. They say that it's not healthy, but that's the way I live my life. A mix of whiskey, weed, and pride. That's right! So put me on the stage, man, and we'll rock it inside out. You know that's what we're all about. I know that it's not healthy, but that's the way I live my life. A mix of whiskey, weed, and strife. A mix of whiskey, weed, and strife. Give me some whiskey, weed, and strife.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. The band is Utero. Ares Barnea, Tyler Wood, Tip Van Dyke, Conrado, and we'll talk about the Starts With a G thing here in just a minute. A couple of brand new songs from them. They're coming in studio now to have a little conversation with us. We'll see you in about 3 minutes for that conversation. Oh my. So I thought to myself, what's the perfect walk-in song for this band, man? What song should they walk into? Of course. The band is Utero. Ares Barnea, Tyler Wood, Tib Van Dyke, and Conrado. Starts with a G. What the hell is that? Hold on a second, Conrado. Let me do this.
The family name.
Let's give Conrado a mic there. There we
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
All right. So what
no,
is
No, he's the, not allowed to speak.
What is that? what's the last name, Conrado? Gesualdi. Okay.
Gesualdi. Now we're going to remember. Just, who's yeah. on the record?
How can we forget now? How can we forget? So 2 seconds. Forget 2 seconds. Tell me the story. How'd you guys get together?
Woo! I'm doing the talking, man. If I'm doing the talking,
I mean, I'll join.
I'm doing the talking because I have a podcast and I can talk for hours. shout out to See You Next Tuesday. Listen to my podcast.
Well, first of all,
you just shout out your own podcast.
Let me let the audience know this, that Ares has been here before on a couple of occasions with a couple of different projects.
Yep.
This by far rocks the hardest.
Oh, man.
This by far
you're
is
welcome.
The tightest. This by far, what a great chemistry this group has, man.
Thank you.
Well, I can't say I got lucky. Tyler here, this is a big shout out to our mutual friend, Jared Green. Jared brought Tyler to one of my shows, and ever since I've been chasing Tyler, madly in love with him.
Right, man.
And telling him, let's just play together. You know, he played on like songs I've recorded and stuff. And you know, every time he goes like, yeah, man, I have another band. I've got too much commitment. You know the drill.
Right, yeah, I got a girlfriend, but you're really cute. Yeah, that thing. But, I get it.
Shout out to my girlfriend, and I think she's listening.
Hi. Love you.
Yeah, he does love her, guys. Watch their Instagram. Right. They're super cute. But anyways, finally I convinced him. We played one show with also our ex-band member, Justin Salter. That was my birthday bash in 2020.
Right.
And that was the last show
we played. February 2020 is like before everything got locked down.
A week before, yeah. I think it was like a week or two before everything got locked down.
Right.
And we played that, super hyped, and then everything gets shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for a year in the meantime, what we'll do is I'll send Tyler just acoustic guitar and vocals of my songs. And he'll build a whole universe on top of that.
Right.
And it just clicked.
So while you were outside for a second, Tyler was inside the live room by himself, just working out on guitar. And then he goes over to the drums and works out on drums. I'd invite him in here to work out on the microphone and talk to the audience. So a little bit of everything, right, Tyler?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. I've been doing music for a good portion of my life since I was probably 11 or 12. Right. I got my, but actually the guitar I'm playing is actually the first guitar I've ever owned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a keeper for life then.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll have to smash it at some point.
No. I love it. Yeah, but I dabble in everything. So like he was saying, he would send me stuff and I would just kind of build the song, and I use Logic Pro.
Okay.
I'll just like record a bunch of guitars, some bass, some MIDI drums as a placeholder until we send it to Tib, and then he'll add his own drums.
Oh, we need to tell how we got these guys.
Yeah, we got Tib on one side and Conrado on the other side. Yes. How did this happen?
Tib is playing the drums. Now, what happened is
What happened?
I want to say it was 2 weeks before we were supposed to film the video for Dandelion, and our drummer moves to Nashville.
Oh,
he's
man.
Just like, peace out, dude.
Land lover.
And he's like, yeah, but I'll be back for the video. And then a few days go by and he's like, no, I'm not getting back for the video.
Yeah, I think he was originally going to Nashville just to like visit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, no, I'm going to live here.
Wow.
Moved out everything, like moved his Tesla cross country, but
he must have owed somebody. You know, you only leave town when you owe somebody,
oh
man.
Oh my god, that's too true.
And he changed his name,
but here comes an angel,
right?
And like agrees to come in and be on the video. I didn't even ask him to be in the band, but. It was like an immediate click, and I'm like, bro, let's go. Let's do this.
So, he had no choice.
So I noticed when he walked in, Tib was the last to show of the four of you.
That
he was the last
drummer,
to show.
Man.
Right. But he just, all he did was sit down, boom, and he's ready to go, man. There was like, you know, I got the sticks. What else do you want me to? Hey, that's it, man.
So, Tib's got swag.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing, Tib?
I've been playing for almost 20 years now.
Man, all right.
About, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was funny, like the whole story about this thing. A friend of mine, they posted something on Facebook, like looking for a drummer.
Right.
And a good friend of mine / manager, she hit me up and said, you want to do that video? I'm like, yeah, cool, if they'll pay me. So
we paid him in pizza.
In the sand. Like, oh, it was a lot of work. But and then afterwards, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we can send you some tracks. So I'm like, yeah, cool, I can record my own drums. And
right.
Send me the tracks. I'll mess around with it.
Right.
Sent him a few, and then the next thing you know, my Instagram is on their Instagram band page with a drummer emoji next to it. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm in the band now. I mean, cool.
Tib actually hates us.
Yeah, I don't even really like them. So
yeah, that's why he wasn't here early enough to socialize with
exactly.
all of it.
Right? He's like, I'm here to work. I'm
here. Yeah. You're the cash to check and go.
Yeah.
Not there's any checks, but like, you know, we're all broke.
I'm putting a tab up. Don't worry.
We'll write some IOUs.
Right.
Oh my god.
Conrado on bass, man. Wow. All right. Pretty again, kind of the same situation. He plugs right in. Boom. Ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need, man? So how long you been playing?
Honestly, only like 3-4 years, I think.
Huh?
Yeah, I got into it like a short time ago. Actually, I used to do vocals in a death metal band. That's how I got into music.
Okay.
But then I was like, I don't think I want to play only death metal for the rest of my life.
It gets exhausting.
So, right. Yeah.
And vocals in death metal, man, that's additional pressure on you right there, man.
Yeah.
You got to really be dark, man.
A little bit. It was a dark period of my life.
Right on. Sure. Right on.
But, and then, yeah, I was like, well, I figured maybe I should learn an instrument or something.
Right.
I thought bass would be pretty easy. And then I was like, oh, actually, okay. Kind of challenging. But
it's harder if you start with bass. If you start with guitar and then switch to bass, it's a pretty smooth transition. But like starting with bass, that's nuts.
Right. And you started with guitar.
I started with guitar, yeah.
And then went on to everything else?
Mm-hmm.
Is there keyboards in your life?
Not really. I when I went to college, I started as a music major, so I had to take a couple of piano courses,
right.
So I remember maybe some scales and like one song, but I was never that into piano.
Right. And Tib, were you the kid at home with the pots and pans, and your parents were like, let's get him an electronic drum set?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, pots and pan, yeah, electronic drum kit, no, couldn't really afford it, but I would just, you know, listen to a lot of music and really focus on the drums,
right.
And kind of just play it in my head, you know, and as soon as I sat behind a drum kit that a friend of mine had in high school,
right.
I was just a natural, you know, and so right. I kind of just stuck with it.
Right on. And then it's like, hey, man, help me carry this out into the sand.
Yeah, exactly.
For no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was so grateful that there's already a drum set here. He doesn't need to bring anything.
That's a decent drum set. Isn't it? It's pretty cool, nice, man. It rolls pretty nice, man.
It did the job.
Yeah. It made the sound
it
I needed.
Made the sounds that I wanted it to make. So.
Tell me about Dandelion. What went into the writing of that, Ayres?
Well, wrote it back in the day for my ex-wife about the first time we met. Then we filmed a very goofy video for it. Very like Foo Fighters, kind of right. like silly.
Right.
Not much to say about it. I mean, it's just a fun summer love song, I would say, you know.
All right.
Yeah, we call it our summer jam.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry I asked. Yeah. You know, all right.
Listen, I'm in
a bad place, man.
I got too much going on in my life.
It's
man.
Still raw, man. I love that. Yeah. So Strife is the second song we heard.
Strife is the second song.
All right. There you go. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Oh, we can talk about that one. That one, you know, the funny thing about it, when I wrote it, it was after the last show I played in 2020. I had like an acoustic set in like beginning of March. And after the show, we went to eat with a bunch of my coworkers. And we'll just sit around the table, and I see everybody's talking, and all of a sudden somebody's on their phone focusing. I'm like, I don't know if I like the situation right now. Okay, let's write a song. I just, you know, I just wrote it right there. And it's kind of, I don't want to say an anthem, but it's like a lot of thoughts and things that I had to say.
Kind of like a call to action, a call to rock.
Okay, exactly, thank you. Exactly. That's good.
Call to rock.
See,
he's better with wording than I am.
You know, we could actually use that here at the station. You know, it's the mornings with that show, a call to rock. I like that.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Expecting my check in the mail.
There'll be a little something extra in your mail. It may not be a check, but don't worry about it.
Do you usually start with lyrics, or do you usually start with guitar?
Wow.
What a great question. I love this guy, man.
I think it's a mix of both. First of all, I cannot play the guitar. Like, I would play rhythm guitar fine.
Right.
But sometimes I would have music in my head and kind of start figuring out. And sometimes I would, like, have a phrase or, like, almost a full verse, and I'll take it from there. Right. And sometimes it will take me days to write a song, or, like, even months. We didn't write a new song for months.
That went down in the last few weeks in my life. That was going
to
be my next question. So I know you personally. There was some dark stuff happening in your life over the last year.
Still happening.
Conrado mentioned the fact that, yeah, doing a certain kind of rock may be a little darker. You have to put yourself in that spot. So in the writing that you did in the last year, not just because of stuff that was going on personally, but maybe COVID as well.
Yeah.
Do you find that what you're thinking, the stuff you're writing, the stuff that's coming out, is it darker?
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We have multiple songs that are like coming from like a very bad place of struggle. And we also had a song that we wrote about the whole George Floyd and Black Lives Matters, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I'm like gravitating towards that darkness because it makes it easier for me to write, but
I am.
Oh, that's yeah,
for sure.
That's
for
how,
sure.
I mean, not to plug my other band, but like
bands.
Well, just this one particular band. Over quarantine, I put out a bunch of music, because, I mean, forced isolation kind of forces you to be introspective, and I was just thinking about a lot of things going on in my life. I had just gone through a breakup, and I was all sad about not being able to play music or leave my apartment. So I was just like writing all this stuff to mostly just to like get it out.
Right.
I didn't really plan to make it like a real band or like to find people but it was more therapy for me.
Right.
But over time I was proud of the songs, and I eventually put a band together. What am I picking? Oh yeah. But yeah. So like dark thoughts do kind of help with the writing process. I mean, you end up writing really depressing stuff, but you get it out in the process. And I think
it's cathartic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely therapeutical. I mean, for me, not just dealing with what's...
Is that a word?
We looked that therapeutical.
Up. Is it Jamie, a word? Look it up.
You know,
therapeutical.
It's therapeutic. That's good.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah.
Hey, but I'm foreign. Don't make fun of me. You know what? Yeah, nice.
He's from another land, man. You know, come on.
Yeah. We forgive you.
From another planet. But yeah, I mean, it's not just like the stuff I'm going through at the moment. It's also like the PTSD that I carry with me from the military and like all the stuff that I had in my life. Definitely, like, music is something that helps with that. And I think because of COVID that it took away the option to perform live, which is my main therapy, like, be out there.
Right.
That's when it got really dark, and I just, like, you know, I was and still am a little bit messed up, you know?
Right.
But so, I don't drink anymore.
Okay.
Well, starting therapy in 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
We're getting there, man.
For the audience that doesn't know, for the audience that hasn't met you before, you were a former soldier in the Israeli army.
Yep.
Right? Okay. You were born in Israel, right?
I was born in Russia and moved to Israel when I was 2 years old.
Okay.
So, yeah, basically.
All right. So PTSD from that experience. Let me ask you some relationship PTSD for all of you here.
Oh, no.
Being in a band, it's a family. It's a relationship. And then you also have relationships with other people on the outside, as we all do.
Yeah.
Why is being a musician so hard to hang a relationship? You know, why is it so tough to keep a relationship as a musician and especially in a band?
Keep a romantic relationship?
Either a friendship band relationship or the romantic.
Well,
it appears that musicians have an inherent struggle to keep relationships.
I think the challenge in a band setting is that, you know, depending on how many people you have in the band, you have completely different minds.
Yeah. A lot of different personalities.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we might all also be coming from slightly different musical backgrounds. So, like, trying to find that point in the middle can be challenging sometimes. I haven't really had that struggle with these guys yet.
No, well, we're chilling.
Yeah. Right.
We're chilling.
Right. And everybody knows you each have a specific role within the band that you're all comfortable with. You're all comfortable with that particular role that you have.
Yeah.
Right. For me personally, it was super easy joining this band because all they would do is just send me the tracks. Here's the tracks for the drums. I'm
ready.
Like, all right, cool.
I like here, this band. Yeah.
I don't have to do anything else but just play drums. So.
Send me the tracks and include a check, if you will, every once in a while.
Yeah,
a
check in there. You know, Venmo, Cash App, whatever, Apple Pay. No, it was really easy for me. So, you know, all I had to do was get the tracks, and that's it.
Right. So, July 27th, you're at the Formosa Cafe, and that's going to be an acoustic set. You're going to strip it down.
It's going to be just Tyler and I.
Okay.
As much as I wanted to have a full band as the first show when we come back, but
we just didn't want to share the money.
Makes sense.
He said that. I did not say that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
All right, Conrado, let's go. We good?
I know. Yeah. Rhythm only. Drum and bass only.
It appears we have our first band problem here.
Don't say that.
No.
I got too much in my life right now. I can't handle another breakup.
No, this isn't it. It's not going to happen here. I swear to God. It's not going to happen here.
No, we're chilling.
August 8th, you're at the M's House Show, right? Where is that? That's Simi Valley.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Big shout out to M. Persico.
Persico, yeah.
They organized this whole thing.
Right.
It's in their backyard. And it's a whole day. It starts at like 3 p.m. to like, what? It was like 7, 8 p.m., I think.
Thing went to about
last time, yeah. And there's comedians, there's a clown show, a lot of bands.
It's a variety show.
Yeah. It's
a clown, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but clowns have always been afraid of me.
There's a clown right there on the wall.
Yeah, good night, everybody.
That's Lollapalooza 2016, was it?
Ooh,
yeah, 2016.
Radiohead, Red Chili Peppers.
That was a good lineup, man. That was actually a really good lineup there.
Did you go to Lollapalooza 93?
As a matter of fact, no.
that was a great lineup too.
So you were there, clearly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm actually 45.
I've got kids your age.
You're not showing, Tyler. Oh man.
So you have another song called You.
Oh, we're doing it. Right. Yeah. Surprise listeners.
And you know what I did? I included a pick there because I noticed you didn't have a pick. So in case you needed it, I included a pick in your guitar.
Do you have the lyrics written down that I can look at?
Oh, it's on my phone and it's on the live stream.
Oh.
But just, I mean, You'll figure it out.
So I'm going to have, if you don't mind, Conrado, I'm going to have you slide your mic just a little bit over toward his guitar.
Okay.
And then here, I'll come around and adjust.
Or should we do like this?
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, you're good like that? Okay, I just want to say that, so this song, I wrote it like this week, and it's going to be our next single. And I'm going to dedicate it to a girl that I used to date. She broke up with me recently. I messed that one up, but I'm working on trying to fix that. Hopefully she'll forgive me. Hopefully you're listening to this.
Okay, before you get into it, she is listening. Let's just, yeah, because everyone does listen to this show. I would assume.
Who's not listening?
I'm listening, Eris.
Okay. Well, that was good. I actually looked around. So, okay, let's just say she is listening. Is this going to be part of an album that you guys are putting together? Are you putting together an album?
I mean, we have enough songs for an album, but
not enough money for a studio.
I hear you.
It's not just that. The industry has completely changed. Nowadays, people don't have time or will to listen to a full album by a new band. So that's why everybody's releasing a song by song.
Yeah.
And
the attention span of humanity just sucks, man. Exactly. I'm telling you, it really
does.
Thank
you, social media.
And like TikTok is making it so people are only listening to like 10 seconds.
Just like their favorite part.
It's 30 seconds of the same four songs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. TikTok kind of sucks for band, I think. Yeah.
Follow us on TikTok, by the way.
I'm the only one here who has TikTok. No?
Oh, it's your own TikTok. Yeah, it's not a band TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah. All right. But I would love, if this is any indication of what an entire album would be like, man, you guys need to do that. And I don't care who doesn't have the patience to go through an album. The only way to ingest music is to listen to an album in its entirety.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. No, it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but I'm sure that by next year, we'll just, you know, we'll release a few singles and then just the full album.
You guys come in and use my studio, man. Come in right here. Roll right here. Yeah. Hey.
Take you up on it.
I'll get my best people on it, man. I swear. Man. I have to go up a couple of steps to make it happen. But we'll step up. All right. So this song is called You. It is for this particular individual that you're hoping is out there and listening.
Hopefully, man.
All right.
Wish me luck.
All right.
It's been a week since I've been drowning in my head, going through everything you said. Sometimes I feel like there is darkness haunting. No matter what I do, I can't seem to break free. I think I might not make it this time. I think I might, but then I see the until I fall.
You know what? Sometimes pain makes for just the most wonderful music. That was spectacular. I love that song, man.
Jesus, you make me cry here.
I love that song. So, yeah, that's the deal. And if it were me on the other end, I'd be at least texting you later today. I'd be sending you a, hey, man, thanks for the song. It's a tight tune, dude. Well sung, by the way.
Thank you.
Beautifully sung. And thank you. That's my pick. That's the only pick I have. But
it's one our of the, pick now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the Foo Fighters. Speaking about the Foo Fighters, yes. Dude, they canceled their concert at the Forum tomorrow
night.
Right,
the LA show. Someone was unvaccinated amongst the Foo group.
The Foo crew?
Oh,
yes, the Foo group.
Wasn't vaccinated.
So, I'm not sure. I'm just guessing because, you know, I'm wild guessing at this point, man. I have a wild imagination, but nonetheless, it's someone in the crew, someone in the circle of food.
That's a bummer.
Circle of food.
Got COVID.
The
so
the furcle. Yeah. It's too hard to pronounce.
Thank you. The foo cult. Is that what you were saying? The foo cult.
The foo cult works.
No, the foo.
Oh, it's going to be a while, man. But we could all go to lunch right now, and he'll be like, I'll have the scrambled foo. All right, man. So after the show, by the way, I didn't mention August 20th. You're at Rock and Roll Pizza at Simi Valley. Valley.
There's two locations, so it's the newer one. I can't remember the address.
But it's also in Simi Valley. What? It's also in Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Where do we find the band on social media?
So... right now we only have Instagram because the rest of the apps suck. So
at Utero the band.
At Utero the band.
Right. No spaces, no capitals.
Right.
Yeah. U-T-E-R-O.
All right, and that's where our listeners can purchase your music that would benefit the band the most. Where is that?
Spotify, Apple Music.
If you
YouTube.
Play our music enough, we'll get paid.
Yeah. Right. Just before you go to bed, mute your phone. Put one of our songs on repeat through the whole night. That helps a lot, man.
Yeah.
You just gave away our secret.
No, it's not a secret. Everybody knows it. Man. Everybody knows and does it.
All right. I couldn't be happier. I want to thank Ares Barnea, Tyler Wood, Tib Van Dyke, and Conrado. Give me your last name again.
Gesualdi.
Gesualdi. Yeah,
we got this, man.
And you have to say it with the hands. Gesualdi. Yeah.
The two hands.
Dude, thank you, Ed, for having me like a million times here.
Thank you.
And you know what? And if you wanted to come right back tomorrow, man, I would set that room up for you guys tomorrow.
Don't say that. Oh, man.
Not even
kidding. I'll just come by myself.
The band is Utero. Look for their music everywhere. I'll be jamming it here. And I'm actually going to be playing your warm-ups on occasion.
Oh, hell yeah.
The warming up was amazing, number one, and then the live set you did. So
we also have a cover that we did to Old Time Rock and Roll, but we did like a punk rock twist on it.
Right,
you're welcome to play that too if you want.
Also on Spotify.
Also on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube or wherever you listen to your music.
Oh, I dig you guys, man.
But legally, don't yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be the legal way. It's not like the old. What was it? Napster, man?
Napster.
Don't mention Napster. Lars is gonna get real mad.
Right now, his hair just went up in the back.
Oh my God, the hair he got left.
He's just gonna bust into the door. Who said Napster?
All right, Utero. Thank you so much, guys, for coming.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Ed.